It's Independence Day! Happy 4th of July! Alright, so I know that everybody is busy with the holiday festivities of the 4th of July, so I do want to make this quick. Or if you're listening to this after the holidays, I'll still make it quick for you, because I know we all have lives to get back to. Anyway, so I wanted to just read the Daily Stoic. I read this book daily. So I just wanted to read you today's, which today for me is July 3rd. And so whatever day it is for you guys, hopefully it speaks to you in the day that you are reading it. Anyway, so it starts off with a little quote from Epictetus. The quote is, "The task of a philosopher, we should bring our will into harmony with whatever happens, so that nothing happens against our will and nothing that we wish for fails to happen." The title of today's is Turn Have To into Get To. A long to-do list seems intimidating and burdensome. All these things we have to do in the course of a day or a week. But a get-to-do list sounds like a privilege. All the things we're excited about the opportunity to experience. Today, don't try to impose your will on the world. Instead, see yourself as fortunate to receive and respond to the will in the world. Stuck in traffic? A few wonderful minutes to relax and sit. Your car broke down after idling for so long? Ah, what a nice nudge to take a long walk the rest of the way. A swerving car driven by a distracted cell phone wielding idiot nearly hit you as you were walking and soaked you head to toe with muddy water? What a reminder about how precarious our existence is and how silly it is to get upset about something as trivial as being late or having trouble with your commute. Kidding aside, it might not seem like it makes a big difference to see life as something you have to do versus get to do. But there it is, a huge, magnificent difference. So that was today's reminder from the Daily Stoic. Really spoke to me, especially when I was getting ready to do this podcast today's episode, I should say. Because sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to go do my podcast because my promise is, mostly to myself, I want to keep promises to myself because it helps build my self-confidence and boldness, and it helps me feel more myself because I've made this promise and I'm keeping it for myself. And so like earlier today, I was like, oh man, I need to do my podcast today. I need to record my podcast, edit it, and I need to get it uploading to Anchor and Spotify and all those different platforms. And so I was kind of starting to stress out a little bit about it and kind of crunch time and stuff like that. And when I read today's reminder in the Daily Stoic about, you know, change it from like, oh man, I have to do my podcast because this is something that I've promised myself. I changed my mind and I was like, no, I get to record my podcast. Like, this is something that I actually truly do enjoy, which you guys have heard me say over and over and over and over and over. I truly do enjoy recording these podcast episodes, and not just for you guys, even though I'm glad you guys benefit from it too, but they're like super, super for me. And so like, this is something that I get to do. I get to come and I get to record myself speaking about things that I am passionate about, and I get to upload them for other people to hear, for other people to glean things from. And so that is something that I get to do every weekend. And so goes that mindset for everything else in my life that I just need to remember. Like, I have made several promises to myself, several promises like for the betterment of our family, you know, just touching on a few, you know, I've made myself a promise to go through with this psychology course that I have started. And it's sometimes when I feel like it is burdensome, or that I feel like I don't have time, or I've chose the wrong time or the inconvenient time to try to study my course, I just have to remember that taking this psychology course is like a privilege. It's something that I am able to do. I get to do this psychology course, and I really do enjoy it. I love what I'm learning. I love how I get to apply almost everything that I'm learning to my personal life, and it's just opened my mind to so many different things that I've had to deal with in my past and that I'm dealing with now, and things that I'm able to stand stronger on for my future self and for my my future family, my children and my husband and things like that. So the psychology course is something that I get to do. It's a promise that I made myself, made for myself, and it is a promise that I am fulfilling because I get to do that. It is my privilege. Another promise that I have made myself, which I have mentioned, I know, several times on this podcast, because it is something that I have made, I've consciously made a lifestyle for me, is my workout and my fitness routines. It has become pretty much the, I can't say my sole purpose, I can't even say purpose, my sole focus in life, but it is a huge focus for me and the things that I do, because I have made a promise to myself, first of all, to get healthy and to stay healthy, and to get strong and to stay strong, and to get fit and to stay fit. And so this is a continual promise that I am keeping to myself, a daily thing of like working out. And even if it's not like pushing myself with like weightlifting or anything like that, or cardio or anything like that, it is a daily thing that I do. Even if I just meditate, or if I do yoga or Pilates or something like that, it's a daily thing, a daily promise that I keep to myself, and not only my physical health, but also my mental health too. And that's what I said, like meditating and things like that. And so with me, speaking about all, not all the promises I have for myself, but the big ones that I have made for myself and keeping them, I kind of wanted just to touch on just a little bit about like the community that you have built around yourself and how supportive or non-supportive they are. And basically just letting you know that if you have promises that you have made for yourself and you're having problems keeping those promises because of you don't have very much support in your community and stuff like that, I think it's probably something that you should probably look into about the people and things, and maybe even stuff that you look on social media or look at on social media, the TV shows you watch, anything that you're involved in. You just need to make sure that you take a look around you and make sure that you're involving yourself in people and things that is going to support what you want to do for yourself. And so like, just take for instance what I just said, maybe about like working out or fitness. If that's one of the promises that you have made for yourself and that you want to keep with your, keep for yourself, then you should start surrounding yourself with, even in, if it's in the physical, get you some fitness friends or workout friends, or shoot, you can just, you know, like on Facebook or Instagram, just start following or whatever, workout people, workout ladies and men, you know, just make sure that you're paying attention to what you're surrounding yourself with to help you and encourage you to keep the promises that you've made for yourself. And you will start becoming more and more solid in yourself and what you want to do for your life and your dreams and your goals and what you want to be committed to for the rest of your life if you just make sure that you're surrounding yourself with the things that you want to be continuing in your life. So I hope you guys had a fantastic 4th of July. Oh, I hope you're having a fantastic 4th of July whenever you happen to listen to this. And thank you for pushing play again today. And I forgot to tell you at the beginning, this is Shayna with Random Threads. Thank you for listening today to today's episode. Have a great rest of your week.